Now, did I let that enter into me? Well, it's hard to keep it out completely, but that was not my vision of me. And in the world that I inhabit still, because of my situation, we have a very important phrase that I teach people, which is diagnosis is not destiny.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. Now, we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and oh my goodness, this week we have another great brand new episode. I'm so excited, and the amazing guests just keep on rolling along. This year has just been awesome, as well as last year. You know, we are well into 300 plus episodes, and I am just so excited that the guests just keep being awesome and awesome. And tonight we have the ambassador of joy, Barry Shore, with us. He is a change maker and a life transformer whose profound message of joy is being embraced globally. I want to say universally. I like that better. You know, bigger than just globally. And he's a successful serial entrepreneur and a 2 multi-million dollar exits and 3 issued patents. Barry was afflicted suddenly with a crippling disease, a rare neurological disorder that left him completely paralyzed overnight. When I first heard that story, it was somewhat similar to mine, although mine was not completely paralyzed, but just waking up the next morning and not being able to move my legs. I'm telling you, I immediately said, gotta have Barry on the show. Kind of had some similar feelings about when I read that. I was like, wow. It's because someone who's been able to turn his life around and into the most amazing, joy-filled, and successful world is just awesome. Keep Smiling Movement has distributed over 2 million Keep Smiling cards for free to all. And then we'll talk more about this because he's got an amazing bio. Although I did want to share this one little clip I heard. I love to research my guests. And Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup of the Soul, you know him? He described Barry as a combination of Tony Robbins and Richard Simmons all rolled into one. And I have to tell you, after talking to Barry on the phone, I can absolutely see why, because he's got contagious optimism and an uplifting spirit. So welcome to the show, Barry.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, Sharon, how can I make the categorical statement that all the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are watching and listening are all good-looking? Because by definition, if they tuned into this show, they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good, no matter the circumstance.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Just for a little bit of background, Barry, tell us about that amazing time that radically changed your life. And just to give us a little bit of background, because boy, when I heard your story, amazing how someone could come out with such amazing love of life and profound optimism.
Good news is that's the only way to live.
Were you that way before the diagnosis?
So the simple answer is yes, absolutely yes. And we'll talk about that and why I was like this prior to. So going into the situation, just imagine this, standing up in the morning, like Sharon said, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening in the hospital, completely, totally paralyzed. Nothing in my body moved. I was a quadriplegic. And it was not from an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. It's known as Guillain-Barré syndrome or French polio. I was in the hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed, Sharon, in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I have hands, but not like yours. I had braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles. And that was progress. Thank God today, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And it all revolves around understanding the three fundamentals of life. And the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go MAD. Now, in this case, MAD's a great acronym because MAD stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is uncovering the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. So for me, the word that animates me the most is smile, S-M-I-L-E, because in my vocabulary, the vocabulary of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, SMILE is a great acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day.
Oh, I love that. Now I understand what these smile cards are all about.
Yes. And we're going to be talking a lot about words today and the use of words to become a spiritual chiropractor. I think you'll like this one, Sharon. I think it'll resonate with your audience. Everybody knows what a chiropractor is, and most people have gone to one of them. And you know, when you go in, sometimes you're sort of out of whack, right? You're not fully effortless in your being and flowing. So the chiropractor snaps here and cracks there and, okay, you may even feel better. So what we want to be is we want to be our own spiritual chiropractors. We want to align our thoughts in good, our words in good, and our deeds in good. So when you're fully aligned, thinking, speaking, and acting in good, you become a spiritual chiropractor. And now you effortlessly bring forth into the world joy, happiness, peace, and love.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Now, I want to ask a very timely question. When you say align our thoughts, it can be very difficult when it seems like the world around you is aligning up differently than what you would prefer.
So let's take a concrete example, because you just mentioned my particular story. Well, if God had given me a checklist and said, check off which box you want, quadriplegic, things like that, I would not have checked that box off. So yes. I was not looking forward. I didn't know it. I never heard about this thing before. In the morning, fine. In the evening, woo, whole new way of life. So let's examine what's going on. We're still in the midst of a pandemic, but I am addressing my emails to people and saying, almost post-pandemic, I'm calling it APP, almost post-pandemic, because you can feel the relief in people's minds and in their speech. We're going to be through it. Now, the word pandemic is very interesting because you take the first three letters of the word pandemic and the last two letters, you get the word panic.
I hadn't thought of that. That's so true.
Well, that's where people were for the past year. Oh, it's most of it is bad, corrosive thinking. I'll give you a simple example, even though this is not a simple situation. I'm in bed in my own home for years. I cannot turn over. I can't turn. I can't move. But in my mind's eye, I visualize myself sitting up, putting my feet over the edge of the bed and standing up. And I did that day in and day out, because otherwise I might have gone crazy. I mean, I may still be crazy. But the point is that I visualized. It took me years to do that, but I was able to do it. It still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning. But guess what? I get out of bed. Let's explore the question that you raised. You want to spend, let's invest a few minutes, okay?
Absolutely.
So my world is built on words. I told you one of the three fundamentals of life is life has purpose. Go MAD. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference. We use words as acronyms and unlock the power of everyday words. By the way, a simple one, what we're doing right now. This is all being hosted over the internet, correct?
Yeah.
And if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? They'll tell you invariably it has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, Sharon, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da! What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-E-T-A. What a wonderful world. So big tip of the hat to Louis Armstrong Satchel for enabling that song to go viral and touch tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of people around the planet. And when you hear the opening bars of that song, you can't help but smile. Remember, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. So let's take a look at the word that is on most people's minds and is the most searched for word on the internet outside of COVID or vaccine. And the word is stress. Stress. S-T-R-E-S-S. People talk about it, they think about it, they're stressed about it. Correct?
Absolutely. Even the way you say it makes me stressed.
So let's take a look at the word, because we're going to learn it in a different way, and we're going to learn how to slay it and remove it, mitigate it at least, and maybe even remove it. So stress can stand for the following. Stomach turning reality, that's S-T-R, enabling, S-E-E, self-sabotage. You know what happened? I lost my job. My mother lost the house. My cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy. The world is up and roaring. That's stress. Stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Let's take a look at the exact same word, the exact same spelling. Stomach-turning reality. Yes, you may have lost your job. You may lose the house. Your cousin did commit suicide. The kids are not in school. There's political upheaval. Enabling self-success. How one chooses to respond in any given situation is the key to living successfully, to living in joy daily, no matter the circumstances. Stomach-turning reality, no matter, it's a tough gig. Enabling self-success. So let's learn together, Sharon, the six most important words that you'll ever learn, internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life. And these six words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. I think you'd agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Years ago, I was told this idea of, well, not even making a choice is a choice.
Oh, excellent. You're right. Because it's a...
That was a profound eye-opening moment in my young adulthood. Well, Sharon, even not making a choice is still a choice.
Right. So when you do choose actively to do something, in this case, I choose to respond in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way to the circumstances that are affecting my life. Does that mean the circumstances are going to change? Probably not. Does that mean that I will be changed by my own choice? Yes, and here's where it gets the most fun. When you change your atmosphere, everyone in your sphere changes a little bit. And the ripple effect does not stop. There are no walls that prevent positive energy from flowing through the universe. You know this, right?
Absolutely.
There is nothing that stops it. That's the genius and the beauty. I'll give you an example. When I was leaving the hospital after months and months, and again, I'm paralyzed. Doctors, well-meaning doctors, at least three of them said to me, look, Barry Shore, you're 55 years old. You have to be aware of what's going on and be aware you will probably never walk again. So let's talk about what some of the options are and the alternatives. Now, did I let that enter into me? Well, it's hard to keep it out completely, but that was not my vision of me. And in the world that I inhabit still, because of my situation, we have a very important phrase that I teach people, which is diagnosis is not destiny.
I love that. Oh,
diagnosis,
I love that.
Look, we're in the autoimmune hour. Hello.
Exactly.
You can be told that you have lupus, you have this, you have this. The reason that it's called, by the way, Guillain-Barré syndrome, it's not a virus, it's not a disease, because a syndrome, as you know, is an umbrella idea of something we don't know. So we call it a syndrome. And if you are predisposed to certain things, like my cousins with lupus and such, in my particular case, the Guillain-Barré syndrome is an autoimmune trigger. So you have it in your body. Well, most people do, by the way. I call it AIDS because that's an autoimmune disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't kick in for half a century. And it may not have, if something hadn't happened. We don't know exactly what. But the point is, diagnosis is not destiny.
I think that's so important. When I first got diagnosed, first off, the word was dermatomyositis. And I'm like, it meant nothing to me. I never heard the word, meant nothing. Could tell from their body language, it probably wasn't a good word. But the thing that bothered me the most was how they were attempting to plant into my brain all of these horrible statistics. And there's only so much counsel clear you can do while you're trying to take in what someone in a white coat authority position is telling you.
And by the way, well-meaning people,
absolutely,
from their perspective, see, this is so important. Everybody who's listening to us, and this show is not, no offense to you, Sharon, it's not about Sharon. It's not about Barry Shore. This show is about you, Y-O-U, the person watching, listening. Because when you're the best you, you make a difference in the world. And if you internalize what we're discussing today and really work with it, you'll be healthier and wealthier in every aspect of life. And I mean healthier and wealthier. Health, by the way, is a great word. It stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's what health
you're
is.
You're so good at this. That's a great one too.
But this is the genius of life. You see, when you use words are so important, because what we speak about to ourselves, as you know, Sharon, is the most important language, the most important words you'll ever hear. It's just too easy to be denigrating to oneself.
Oh, it is.
I want to tell you a quick story, though, but on the smile. So even just before the pandemic, and again, it's panic. Okay, before that time, so I was able to speak to large groups, not even over Zoom and such. It's not easy for me to travel, but I spoke locally. There were over 5,000 people in the audience. And I mentioned my story, and I talk about seeing miracles in life every day. Invariably, people raise their hands and say, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours, but I haven't seen any miracles. You know, challenging, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family or friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And the simple proof is 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. If you're listening to this right now, you didn't die. You're alive. You have an obligation to yourself and everybody around you to live exuberantly. That's the genius of life. Life stands for living inspirationally for eternity. That's what your life is. So the reason I mention this is because my 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? Remember, 8 years old. And I thought of it, I said, smile? It sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? Because she said, then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life.
Out of the mouth of babes.
But what was she doing, Sharon? I realized she was creating the kind of world she wants to live in, right? Seeing miracles in everyday life. And create is a wonderful word. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. When we realize that we are involved in our own neuro-linguistic programming, we're the ones who lay down the tracks of what it is that we think about. We have a brain that has 100+ billion brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to be your own programmer, to decide, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. And then what happens is you start using four-letter words. We're going to use a lot of four-letter words during the show. But the four-letter words we use, and because we live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, grow, free, gift, play, pray. Those are four-letter words, right? And I like to use the four-letter F-U word because it's fun and the shock value. And the four-letter F-U word that I use is fun. F-U, capital N, capital M. People say, but Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters. Not in our world. the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So I urge everybody, after you listen to this and you see your family and friends later, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face. Remember that stands for, point your finger, says F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you hear that? I said, I was listening to Sharon on the Autoimmune Hour, and she had on this nutty guy, Barry Shore. He says, tell the world, F-U, capital N, capital N.
Fantastic. We need to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Barry some more about F-U, capital N, capital N, as well as a few other things about, I really want to get his opinion of gratitude, so we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with the ambassador of joy, Barry Shore. You heard he's just amazing, awesome. He's so hard to just not be ecstatic and just being around his energy, let alone all of the brilliance that's coming out of his mouth tonight. And his podcast, The Joy of Living, is heard worldwide with over 2 million downloads. Barry founded the Joy of Living Institute, helping thousands of people learn to live in joy daily. You can tell he's contagious for sure, in a really good way, because he really captivated me, and I hope he's captivating you. And he just brings a new level of extraordinary to everyday living. So welcome back, Barry. I'm still processing. I was taking notes left and right. A couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, though, is we didn't say what capital N and capital N stood for, or if we did, I missed it somehow. So
I'm not going to tell them right now. We'll talk okay. about it later. I want to share with everybody about the lever for moving all of this joy through the world is in one word that you mentioned that just went on a break, and that word is gratitude.
One of my favorite words. One of gratitude. The things that helped me become just as early out, right after the diagnosis, I knew I wasn't going to be my diagnosis. That was true. There was no argument that might work for you, doctor, there, but not. I remember the doctor saying things like, get real, Sharon. I am real.
You know? By the way, Sharon, I want to interrupt you because what Sharon just said is so important. Doctors And again, I even think sometimes they're well-meaning. Sometimes they're not, by the way. Sometimes they're just mean-ing.
Well, I think they're well-meaning, but they don't understand the power of words.
They don't understand. You're absolutely correct. They know they have an authority, and they think that it is incumbent upon them to give you reality, because if you don't live in reality, Sharon, you know what's going to happen. You might fall down a flight of stairs, or you don't realize how fragile you really are. And in fact, you're not.
You might just succeed as well. That was the problem.
Yes, and you might prove me wrong. Oh my gosh. I want to take us into a place. I'm going to try and use these words in a way that people will understand without flipping out. And I just was interviewed by, funny, in a magazine called Authority. And they asked me to talk about five things that I wish I had known somebody would tell me before I became paralyzed or before some life-altering situation. I mentioned two of them. I'll tell you right now, they won't go through all five. One of them is the word slow, slow. Everything gets slower when you have issues. In other words, I was in a wheelchair for years. So by definition, you move slower. And what happens is that all the people around you want to move slower. They just don't know how to do it without feeling pity. So the whole key of life is to allow people to be people and move them from pity into empathy. See, because pity is a, how should we call it, a draining kind of emotion. Empathy is a powerful, positive kind of emotion. So the one I wanted to mention was the word gift. So I said gift is a four-letter word. Imagine hearing your diagnosis and understanding that it's a gift. Now that can take time to get to.
It does. It does.
That takes time.
Making meaning was really helpful for me.
Yes. Taking time. Time is a wonderful acronym, by the way, that stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. Teaching it's miraculous every day. It's time. Why? Because I know that it's miraculous every day.
Now, I want to backtrack for a minute,
yes.
Barry.
Yes.
I didn't hear a acronym for GIFT. What's our acronym for GIFT?
Well, first of all, we have, and we'll talk about this towards the end of the show, we have something called the Joy Dictionary, with over 400 entries into all these words and finding the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant part of the secrets. And so I won't go into all of them right now, but I want to just share with you something, a distinction, if I may. I'm going to use the word hope, and I will tell you the acronym for hope.
Okay.
Hope stands for helping others progress every day.
Love that too.
And that's what this show is about, by the way. Why are you dedicating your time and your energy and your truly great capabilities of bringing to bear on this world called autoimmune? It's not something that affects 100 million people in America. It's a relatively small population considering, okay, it's millions of people, but you've put it in because you really want to be of benefit. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I want to offer hope and help for people who feel like this is the end. I want to show them that just by optimizing a little bit every day, you can lead a fantastic life.
Absolutely. So helping others progress every day. That's the essence of hope. And you do it by understanding who and how. Who stands for winners help others. That's what Shara's doing. And how? Helping others win. Because when you progress a little bit every day, you're feeling better about yourself. When you feel better about yourself, you're able to do more for others. And the essence of the joy of living is summed up in one word, giving. Giving, mm-hmm. Which has to do, by the way, it's the same, it's like a right hand, left hand of gratitude. They live in the same, how should we call it, the same pocket, because they are brothers and sisters. They are deeply related. I want to share with you a little bit of an insight into something I call the distinction between excitement and enthusiasm. And I think you'll like this because it certainly applies to people who have issues, right?
We
all have issues, but I mean, you know what I mean. Well, we have issues, autoimmune people. So excitement is the following. pot of water, put it on the stove, turn up the heat. And at a certain point, to turn up the heat enough, water starts bubbling and boiling, right? That's right. What happens. Now, if you were either to turn down the heat or remove the pot from the stove top, what's going to happen? Then it's going to sink back down and you lose that energy, correct?
Yes, because rather rapidly, actually.
Ah, this is even better, because sight, C-I-T means move, X means from outside. See, when it's coming from outside, as long as that outside force is no longer there, it's gone rapidly, as you pointed out. Let's look at enthusiasm, which is what Barry Shore lives with. Enthusiasm, E-N-T-H-U, as a T-H-U is the Greek root of the word God.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is internal. When it's internal and it's godlike in the sense that it never wavers, yes, you can increase enthusiasm, you may decrease a little bit, but it's always in a process of growing, of being, of because it's internal. You don't have to depend upon outside factors. It's you bringing to bear upon yourself the most powerful energy that exists, which is your own self. And a self stands for understanding that you are a soul experiencing life fully. That's what your self is. And when you begin to speak to yourself the way you speak to your best friend, Sharon, if your best friend came to you and told you that she was just diagnosed with what you are diagnosed with, right? Mm-hmm. And she was in despair. You wouldn't just pat her on the head and say, oh, don't worry, it's going to be all right. What you would do, you might make a cup of tea, boil water, of course, and you make a cup of tea and you sit down and you're going to become an ear. You're going to listen. You're going to pay attention, right? Because you care. And you might not offer advice right away. You might think about it and say, I want to think about that. Let's discuss it more. But you'll be attentive. When it comes to our own self, guess what happens? We don't do that.
No, we don't.
We are too hard on ourselves. So self-talk, the most important voice you'll ever hear is your own self, recognizing you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Yes. I urge everybody, please, I beg of you, practice this. If you don't take anything else away, take the six words, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Self-talk, teaching always love and kindness to yourself. And the simple proof, great. Remember when we used to get on a plane regularly and you'd fly, and of course a person at the front of the plane or a video would say, now if there's a change in cabin pressure, somebody will come down from overhead, and you, what do you do if you're traveling with a child or
put on your mask first?
Right. You want to help the other person because that's what you are. You're a giver, right? Ah, but if you really want to help, put the mask on yourself first, breathe, and now you can help someone else. Your self-talk is what enables you to become a cog, a channel of goodness, a child of God. And when you do that, you now are enthusiastically bringing forth into the world the greatest power that exists, which is you. There's nothing bigger than you.
Absolutely. Now, I want to circle back around and just underscore a little point that we made. When you were talking about listening to my friend over a cup of tea, you mentioned about taking time, really giving that person your ear. And I want to say, real one that I work with myself all the time is giving myself enough time, really listening to myself in the same way I would with my girlfriend over that cup of tea, because I can be awfully quick to come to a snap decision that may not always be the nicest one.
Sharon is sharing with us, by the way, Cher, which is the essence of the beginning of her name, Sharon, S-H-A-R-E, which stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. That's what sharing does. That's who you are. Spreading happiness and rejuvenating ongoing niceness. That's Sharon.
Awesome. I like that. I'm going to make a sign out of that, Barry.
I think you should, because that's what you're doing. So let's take a look at, we think we know ourselves well. So I'll give you an example of something. You asked me, was I always this way? So the simple answer is yes. And I'll tell you why in just a moment with the story. But I wasn't always this way. I'm even more this way now, because prior to being this way, I was married by that time, 27 years, thank God now, 44 years, same woman.
Bravo. She's bravo.
Still loves me, still takes care of me. But she had to go through during the years that I couldn't turn over by myself, and she would turn me over several mm-hmm. times during the night. Well, it's in the book, we'll discuss it. I had a son, and thank God is now married to a wonderful woman. They have two sons, one is four, one is one. I mean, great. I had all the boxes checked, made a lot of money, had friends, all the things you want. But the good Lord said, Barry Shore, I need your attention. You're moving a little too fast. I didn't realize it. So I think I'm going to just lay you down for a little bit. You know, a couple of years as a quadriplegic might allow you to be closer to yourself and utilize the talents that you may have to bring forth and be of great benefit to other people as well. Because it's one thing to espouse certain ideas, right, Sharon? But to walk the talk? Okay, everybody. So before this happened, I was giving out Keep Smiling cards. Right now, as Sharon mentioned, we've given out, distributed over 2.5 million Keep Smiling cards around the world for free. We have them in 27 languages. It reads Keep Smiling on the front, and it has on the back three or four sentences that talk about the value of a smile. And we have other cards that talk about positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant things like, did I tell you, Sharon, how much I appreciate you? Did I tell you that today?
Yes, you did.
Well,
before we started the show, so it's not recorded. I'll hear it recorded.
So now we do. That's another one of our cards. We have many cards that we've produced that never would have been produced if I had not been in my situation and really moved forward into that place where I need to be of maximum benefit to myself and others. And thank God through the Joy of Living Institute and the book and things that we do, we're touching thousands of lives. And it makes a difference, because otherwise people live in stress as opposed to, okay, stress. Now, what do I do about it? And how to be happy.
How to be happy. We need to take another quick commercial break. When you get with Barry, I'm telling you, time flies. We'll take
a good time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take one more quick commercial break and we'll come back. We'll talk some more with Barry.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with the ambassador of joy, Barry Shore. And as you've been hearing all about the amazing ways to, I'm going to say, up-level, upscale your life, just, I'll say, minor tweaks, because everything he's talking about are things that we know, and yet we rarely put into action. And I think that, to me, is the critical part of listening to the joy that comes from Barry, even regardless of his circumstance. He's talking about all these things that I think at some level, Barry, we know to do. And yet, I don't know, as you were mentioning in your the life before the diagnosis, you know, maybe a little too busy to put into action. And as what I'm hearing from you is like, do it now.
So let's talk about now. It's one of my favorite words. But before I do that, I'm going to tell everybody, up yours. What?
Okay.
Up yours. Because up stands for unlimited potential. When you recognize that you are unlimited potential, literally. I mean, talking about a guy completely paralyzed for years. And one of the things that I got involved with, people ask me all the time, well, how did you get better? Because you look at me now, you wouldn't think of it. Now, Sharon's looking at me. I can't, she sees my arms moving. I have this great tan and I'm animated, but I can't sit up from this chair, Sharon. I'm still below the waist. I'm still paralyzed. Mm-hmm. But in the process of getting better, I did a lot of what's called aquatic therapy. I have a dear friend who's the leading aquatic therapist in the world. And you know how I know that? Because he told me.
And he showed it. You too.
And you see, that's the authority figure.
I read in your bio somewhere that you've got over 8,000 miles in a pool.
Okay, so let's talk about this. We're going to make it, we'll do it short just because of time. But he said, I'm going to put you in the water and we're going to move you around and I'm going to get you up and walking again. I said, great. Well, I don't walk like anybody else does. Very difficult, but doesn't matter. But what he did do is, because we were able to get in the water, most of these pools have these special, what's called a Hoyer lift. You go from the wheelchair into a lift and it pushes, brings you up, puts you in the water. And then you have people working and they put floaties on my legs so I wouldn't sink. They have flotation device on my belly so I wouldn't sink, and on my arms. And after a course of many, many months, at one point I was able actually to move my arms over my head. And Now I live in Southern California, so we were outdoors. And I started literally moving. I did what's called a backstroke. And I liked it so much that one day I just said, okay, let me go. Again, flotation devices on my legs and on my belly so I wouldn't sink. And I'm outdoors and I just didn't stop. Sharon, 98 minutes without stopping, I swam 1 mile on my back. And wow. I said, wow. Now, wow stands for words of wonder, words of wisdom. Wow. What do you do now? Well, I liked it so much. I did it twice a week and then three times and four times. I'm perseverant. I am focused on doing. Action is what you talked about. I'm talking about action now. I did it five times a week. And after a number of months, I said, let me try and be on my belly and swim that way. So again, flotation devices on my legs, otherwise they sink and I'll drown. You don't want that. And I had paddles on my hands, especially because my fingers don't close. Sharon can see that. I use a snorkel. But I now swim, combination mostly on my tummy, but a little bit of my back still, 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. And I've been doing that for 12 years. And as Sharon pointed out, as of today, over 8,051 miles, which Sharon is sitting in Oregon. And let's just put her on the coast. That's swimming, Sharon, from Oregon over to Hawaii, down to Fiji, and then down to Sydney, Australia.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of miles, because I write
that's
that
a lot of
mile and a half. But the point I'm making is that's called perseverance. That's called action. That's never, ever giving up. And let's talk about what she said. The key is now. So we're going to learn a great phrase. You ready for this one? This is a really great phrase. This is, you speak it to yourself gently. Remember, teaching always love and kindness. And you tell anybody who listens. When somebody asks you to do something and you say later, later is the first step to never.
Wow, I love
later that. Is the first step to never. So I train myself when it comes time to do something, Even me, yes, me. I have to say, oh, do it now. Because let's watch this amazing word. Now, N-O-W, well, how beautiful, three letters. Now stands for no other way. In other words, you want to get something done, do it now. No other way. And when you begin doing that, you're exercising your now muscle, guess what? You own it. And own stands for only with now. Because you've been working on doing things in the now, correct?
Absolutely.
And now you've gone from owning it and you've won the battle because you're in control. And one stands for with only now. So when you begin to do things now and you speak to yourself gently and beautifully and teaching always love and kindness, you will become a person of action. People of action make things happen. You make a difference in the world. You are literally mad. And who doesn't want to be mad when you'll be healthier and wealthy? Remember we said, if you utilize these three fundamentals of knowing that you lead a purpose-driven life and you are making a difference, you uncover the secrets of simple words and terms, then you are creating the kind of world we all want to live in. You want to reduce stress? You want to be happy? Do it now. Be involved with action, living in gratitude, and use hope, helping others progress every day. It works.
It absolutely does work. And this now concept, I am just going through in my own mind the times that I have put things off and put them on that to-do list that becomes the, you know, the slush pile.
Right.
I'm definitely going to pull that out and start checking things off for sure and making sure I don't put anything more on that to-do list. Just do it now, as you said.
Absolutely. I would share with anybody who will listen, the to-do list that I usually have has three items. That's it.
Okay, what are they?
If you can get three items done in a day, any three items.
Any three items.
And once you start doing that, you'll see, they'll become a little more difficult, a little more involved, but you get three things done in a day, wow. You're a now being. And by the way, I want to just share with everybody, joy, that's what we're dealing with. Joy stands for generating ongoing youth. That's what joy really does. Generating ongoing youth. Isn't that fabulous, Sharon?
It is fabulous. And I had to stop and think about, I jumped in there with the correction of the spelling. I apologize, Barry.
No, that was great because that's what people do. Say, wait a minute, but it's not spelled. Well, just think about the sound.
Yes.
Generating ongoing youth. And then you'll smile, seeing miracles in life every day, and you'll celebrate it. You'll be in joy. How many more minutes do we have? So I want to talk about what I think is one of the greatest exercises that everybody can do that can make a real big difference in life.
Nine. We are lucky nine.
Okay, so let's do the following. I would like to suggest that if you were to use these two, the two most powerful words in the English language, three times a day.
I got my pen here.
Oh, good. Use these two words three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. You will make a difference for you, everybody around you, and by definition, the ripple effect will go throughout the universe, because she doesn't like just the world, the universe.
Yes, absolutely. Why, these two why words hamstring are, us in?
Yeah, these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
To harmonize. Network. Kindness.
Ah.
To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Imagine we can go back to our coffee shops. So you go to the coffee shop, Sharon, you order your fancy latte for $5.50, and you sit down and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Mm-hmm. Go into the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte for $5.50, sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go up to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're so busy, we'll bring it to you. A couple more minutes go by and somebody brings it. You still say, thank you. You live in Oregon, so imagine you're going out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, and somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. Imagine you're going out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say,
thank you.
Thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. You say,
thank you.
Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say,
thank you.
Thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Everyone we meet is fighting a battle we know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. The noblest deed you can do for anybody is to say something positive, pleasant. Hey, you look especially good today. Wow, that's great. I love the way you do that. And you could be driving by a friend's house. They can't hear you because the windows are up and it's raining. And you say, hey, want to wish you well. Generating that kind of energy into the world all through spiritual chiropractor, aligning your thoughts, your words, and your deeds in good. Thank you. Kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Kind also stands for connect in nature daily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of that. Even if I can't get outside, the windows go open regardless of the temperature.
Because you know that it puts you in harmony to harmonize and network kindness. That's thank. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, not just because we all tend to say thank you when somebody does something. But now you want to do it with consciousness and conscientiously. Where'd you hear that? Well, Sharon had on this nut. Nut stands for never underestimate thanking. Never underestimate thanking.
I also want to say thank you to yourself. I want to circle back around the word gratitude. One of the things I learned early on during the healing journey I started was to thank the body several times a day. And I wake up, the eyes open. At first, it was a struggle to get out of bed. Unlike you, Barry, I could, but it was a struggle. But I still, in the morning, thank you for breathing all night. Thank you for opening my eyes and letting me enjoy another sunrise. And then I'd be able to get my feet onto the floor. Thank you, feet, for holding me up on the floor. I think that had as much to do with my wellness journey, the optimizing every day that I talk about, as a lot of other things I did, was just acknowledging the amazing things the body was doing in those moments.
Sharon, you're speaking so well and so importantly. Again, this show is not about Sharon. It's not about Barry Shore. It's about you. When you become the best you possible, you make a difference. Yeah, become mad. Make a difference. Begin to recognize how special you are, that you can move, you breathe. You can go to the bathroom. Wow. All right, let's get down and dirty. I didn't go to the bathroom for 4.5 months. That was tough.
Yeah.
We're not going to go there, but just the ability to ingest, digest, excrete these fundamentals sometimes. Obviously, people don't. I'd like to give everybody a small exercise. It takes 8 seconds. And if do this for more than 8 seconds, stop, because you'll go crazy.
Okay.
Lay on your back. Tonight, before you go to sleep, lay on your back, arms at your side, breathing gently. Again, don't do this for more than 8 seconds. And tell your toes to wiggle, but they don't move. Tell your feet to move, but they don't move. Tell your fingers to move, but they don't move. Tell your arms to move. They don't move. Tell your body to move. It doesn't move. And just be there. Again, no more than 8 seconds because you'll go wild. And think, wow, this is what it's like to be paralyzed. And I was like that for years.
Wow.
The ability to move one's body. Wow.
It's a miracle. And I'm glad you said no more than 8 seconds because although I was not lying down, I was not prone. I was doing that, like, okay, don't wiggle the toes, don't move the feet. What? That is profound. And it was a very short few seconds. I'm not even sure I made it 8 seconds before I had to move something just to make sure it still moved.
Right.
Amazing, Barry.
I don't want to get stuck here.
Exactly. We're down to 3 minutes, my dear friend. I am just so thrilled that you were able to visit us, but I want to talk about your brand new book coming out in this just soon, I think. The yes. Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. Tell us more.
I'll tell you three little things. Number one, the title is, as Sharon says, The Joy of Living. Subtitle, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. Notice the two pieces. You got to move away from one and turn towards the other. Subtitle is 11 strategies for learning how to live in joy daily, no matter the circumstances. I also urge people to go to my website, www, remember what that stands for, what a wonderful world, barryshore.com, BarrySHore, barryshore.com. Lots of free, useful, practical tips and tools. You can also go to barryshore.com/free for a great gift, $50 value, some videos of me discussing some of the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. These strategies are so useful, so doable, that you will not only use them for yourself, you will share them with other people. Remember, spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. Here we're going to go. We're going to give Sharon a hug in front of hundreds of thousands of people. They're going to give a blessing. You ready? HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. And our blessing for everyone, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy.
Thank you so much, everyone. That's Barry Shore. And by the way, Barry, I've just got a couple of seconds left, but I want to congratulate you on Jack Canfield writing the foreword to your new book.
Yes,
awesome, sir. Awesome.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a great day, whatever your adventures. Join me next week for another brand new episode. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.